This Paul W. Smith podcast is brought to you by Mesa, for good health, good business, and great schools. And by Lear, the world leader in luxury and performance seating.
Make each and every day count. Each day is a gift, including free pre-day underway, presented by Comerica Bank. And my acoustics haven't changed. The track has changed. What you'll hear while we're talking now is the Speed Energy Stadium Super Truck Series practice qualifying race number one. And the guy who has a smile on his face and is keeping all of this going, the chairman of the Chevrolet Detroit Belle Isle Grand Prix and Penske Corporation Executive Vice President, Mr. Bud Denker.
Paul W., it's great to have you here on our island from where you arrived just yesterday on Mackinac Island.
You arrived on your motorbike. Dressed all in black, your Chevrolet windbreaker, your Chevrolet shirt, your Team Penske. You see my Team Penske hat.
I love that.
And I thought you were Paul Newman. Didn't you, Ann? Did you? You saw him coming. Didn't you think, Paul Newman, for goodness sakes, it's Paul Newman.
Cool.
Oh, and Ann is sending out a tweet with a picture.
Oh, God.
Let me.
Cool hand bud.
Let me. First of all, I said earlier, I don't think you went home. I think you've been up all night. Because you were here when we were arriving. You were here to greet everybody at the ungodly hour of the morning that we arrived. So did you get any sleep last night?
Well, a little bit. You know, we're so prepared this year. Our team has done a remarkable job. I did stay here on the island last night, slept here. My son's here working, cutting grass, so he's here also saying
Christian, there's a lot of grass to cut because he was cutting grass when we were here for the hotline.
Doing a great job. But, no, I want to be here. Our volunteers, 1,150 of them strong, arrive here at 5:30 in the morning, and I like to be up at the bridge first thing, shaking their hands. Thank them for being here. They are our city ambassadors.
So well, they are.
Remarkable job.
And you guys, I have to say, do such an incredible job. The island looked fabulous when we were here for the hot laps in those Chevrolet SSs, which I can't say enough about. Such great cars. But now it's a city. It's pre-city Michigan for the next 3 days.
No, we have really built a city down. And when people come down here, they're not going to believe it's Belle Isle, first of all. It's pristine. It's beautiful. The Scott Fountain is running today. It's the first time since last Labor Day weekend. So those are the byproducts of having the race here, right? Economic benefit of over $40 million of spending comes here. $13 million of improvements to Belle
Isle. Left on the island.
Left on the island, correct. And there are some obviously disturbance, but you have to have sacrifices to have progress, right? And there are a bit of that. But the lasting improvement that we're going to leave here is just unbelievable. And the shots, the overhead shots, those races, those eight races this weekend are going to be just an intangible value.
I pray the weather cooperates. It looks like it's going to.
It really does.
And people will be astonished at how beautiful it looks here. But the rest of the world that will be tuned in, the very thing you're talking about, Bud Denker, will see a Detroit that is sparkling and beautiful because we happen to be in a great area where the vantage point of Renaissance Center, world headquarters of General Motors, and so much more of our skyline will be featured and absolutely beautiful. Speaking of a beautiful job here on the island, Frank Torrey started doing this with you guys a long while ago, back when he actually owned a company that did this kind of thing, Torrey Bruglio. He long ago sold that company. Yeah. Now he has Signal Restoration. But he was still here till 9:30 last night doing the, didn't you call it the nip and tuck of the all the grass and the trees and the bushes and the everything.
He does the manicuring for us down here, really does. And it takes a whole city to put it together. And the DNR and our teams that go together, people like Frank, they all love the event. It's all giving back to what we do here in Detroit. You said this is a perception changer for our city. When people see the shots around the world of this event this weekend, they won't believe it's Detroit. So we're so proud to put it on. Roger was here till late last night as well. He'll be here on the stand commanding his IndyCar Series cars here real quick, the Team Penske teams. But come on down, DetroitGP.com. It's so easy to get here. You park at the Rensen. You park at the Cobo. We'll bus you in. We'll bus you out. So it's so convenient here. And, of course, as you said at the top of the show, Comerica free pre-day. It's all free.
It doesn't get any better than that. It's all free.
Right.
It's absolutely free. It's fabulous fun for the whole family. There's a lot going on. You can already hear the Speed Energy Stadium Super Truck Series. They are going over a jump that is crazy. I've never seen that before. I've never been able to see it the way I can from this angle. These guys are traveling at a very high rate of speed, enough so they can fly, and they hit a hill, and they go off the ground 3 or 4 feet? I don't know. They're going up
about
pretty high.
About 45 feet, actually. Yeah.
No.
They set this thing up. Watching them, they're traveling out that far. Out. And we have
in the air for 45 feet.
Yes. Three ramps set up. One on the straightaway. Two on the straightaway, in fact. These guys are daredevils. They use these trucks in stadiums. We bring them on the racetrack.
I don't want to have a truck that I'm in go 3 or 4 feet up and 45 feet long in the air. Trucks
absolutely
are great. I love them. But they're not meant to fly.
Well, I have a two-passenger, Paul, if I want to take a ride.
No, thank you very much. Thank you for the opportunity. You've given me many, and I've taken some, but not this one. Well, we're all set. Everything is in order. The only thing we can't control is the weather, and the weather forecasts have been spectacular. We are
fantastic.
In great shape
we are.
Weather-wise.
We
so
are.
Come on down and enjoy yourself, especially today, free pre-day. But, of course, there's a heck of a lot going on as the gates open Saturday, tomorrow at 7:30, right. And then Sunday they open at 8 o'clock.
Absolutely.
And it really is. It's hard to get this point across. It's a family experience. I would only suggest that, well, everybody should use ear protection, but certainly the littlest of kids should have their ears protected if they're going to come around, because I don't know if you can tell through our microphones, it can get kind of loud around here.
Absolutely. But you're right. There is ear protection. We have it here, obviously, for the kids. But there's so much going on in the Meyer Fan Zone. We got autograph sessions. We have paws. We have dirt track running over there as well, too. Concerts, the Romantics. Detroit's own Romantics are in concert tomorrow night. And Morris Day and the Time on Sunday. So a lot of entertainment. It's family fun. We make it that way. I want it to be an inclusive event. Our ticket prices are still very low for Saturday and Sundays. Come on out. We'll be sold out, I'm sure, the next several hours, I hope, for Saturday. And then for Sunday, we'll see.
Go to DetroitGP.com. DetroitGP.com. Take a look at the schedule of events. Take a look at how you can get those tickets. And remember, it's real easy. Some people say, well, I haven't been on Belle Isle in a while. I'm not exactly sure where to go, how to go, whatever. And as you just said, Bud, park at the Rensen, any of those parking lots,
right,
or Cobo. Let them see your credentials, your tickets. Is that it?
Don't even need that. They can just hop on the bus and buy your tickets here. Don't even need that.
All
so
right.
How simple is that?
That
right?
is really simple. And the buses obviously will be well
absolutely
marked going to coming here to Belle Isle. Anything else we need to know?
No, just the fact that whoever comes down here just needs to know they're giving back to Belle Isle, because the money is poured back into this island. The grand premiere tonight, I hope to raise a lot of money for the Conservancy tonight, the Belle Isle Women's Conservancy. This is all about giving back to Belle Isle. We're doing that, and about Detroit. And Roger's got a big heart for that, and it's a labor of love for all of us. And we can't thank you enough for being down on our island here this morning.
Oh, we're thrilled that you've asked us and that we could be here. Bud Denker, chairman of this Chevrolet Detroit Belle Isle Grand Prix and Penske Corporation Executive Vice President, and the reason that everything goes so well and looks so good right here on Belle Isle. Thanks, Bud.
Thank you.
Paul W. Smith breaks business news weekday mornings. Catch him live weekdays 5:30 to 9 on 760 AM. And streaming on WJR.com.